Welcome to Shomach Shavu Nedaf. I'm Sogin Daf Membeis. The Gemara Mudav towards the middle of the page brings Rav Yehuda's drasha that Isha Loitalush Ela B'Mayim Shelanu, a woman should not kneel the dough of Pesach only with water that went overnight. Lanu Lashon Lina, so to speak, is slept overnight, so the heat of the water is reduced. Then the Gemara brings a story that Rav Matan Darshan this thing B'Papunayu in this place. And the next day, everybody brought their vessels to fill them up with his water. Why? They got mixed up. They thought that when he said Mayim Shelanu, he meant our water. You need to use our water. But really what he meant to say is Mayim Shelanu, waters that had lino, they had an overnight stay, so the heat is reduced. So it seems to be that there was, this story just teaches us the mistake that people of Papanayo did. The Achrenim learned different ways. This Fasamus tells us that from here you learn how a Rav needs to be so careful with his words, that when he dashes halakha, to make sure that everybody understands what he says, because you see that here there was he said the word Mayim Shelanu, which makes sense. Mayim Shelanu means not my water, but they went overnight, and everybody made that mistake. He teaches you the chumrah of how to pasken halakha. The Nesiva says that you see from here the munas chachamim that Amisol has. That they didn't ask any questions. The people of Papanaya could have said, this is such a strange thing. What is he telling us? They have to use his water. But they believe the Chachamim, if the Chacham tells you this is the halacha, they didn't ask any questions. I feel a yamin shu smoil, a small shu yamin. You always listen to the rabbi regardless of what he says, even if it doesn't add up. But the Sivri Chassidus say that there's a deep concept over here. Because Al Pi Kabbalah, the idea of Mayim Shelanu, is that you need to remove the heat of the water, because the heat represents dinim, the heat represents bad in the world, and you have to remove that heat from the water. The Pardes Yosef rings in the name of the Ostriftzel, that he said in Rosh Hashanah, you take all the Averus and you throw them in the water. That's Tashlich. And Pesach you come and you take that water and you use it for Pesach. Why? Because it's brought down that Tishrei is a time of Tshuva Meira. Tshuva Meira, you have to get rid of the Averus. But when it comes to Pesach, it's Tshuva Me'ava, it's Tshuva coming out of love, that's when all the Averus become Schuyus. So all the Averus you threw in the water, you take it out from the water to use it for the Matzahs of Pesach. So that's a Chassidish Shavart of the Ostrov Tzol. But you see over here this concept that you're taking the water with all the sins, all the blemishes in it, and you need to put it apart, part of the matzahs. But part of this is, you need to make sure that the heat, that the what brought the aveira to be an aveira, needs to be removed. It needs to be cooled down. Then you can use that to turn it into schusim. And the Kashrut Zermagid says in the Sefer Averidas Yisrael, that's the idea of Mayim Shelanu, is to take really the water and remove all the heat and all the hashpois of bad in the water, and you use that for the matzahs. And you have to take all these broken things in the world to connect that to your matzah, to the Kedusha. So when Rav Matna darshaned in Papanayu, you tell everybody, you should use Mayim Shelanu. Meaning you can't explain to him, you have to use water that fixes all the broken vessels. So the people of Papanayu said, but Rebbe, I don't know if I can fix my vessel on my own. Please, you take your water and use it in my vessel. They brought him empty vessels, representing themselves. We are empty vessels. The only way that they felt that we could come and fix it is using the Mayim Shelanu, using your water, the water of the Tzaddik, to elevate that. According to that, the answer of Ramat Tanchev Panayi was, no, you don't. To fix your broken Kalim, you don't use the water of a Tzaddik. You yourself have to elevate your broken Kalim. The Avodah Sa'adam is not to rely on somebody else to fix him. Each one has to fix his own. Take your broken kelim, remove the chamimus, remove the hot water, let the water cool, and that's how you're going to do tshuva me'ava, connect everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the tafkin and the avodah of the Mayim Shelanu with the water of the matzahs. According to this understanding, Mayim Shelanu, which means the water that went overnight, also means Mayim Shelanu, our water. It's our avodah, our tafkid, our water to fix. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.